back home and glad of it. I'm not suited for travel anymore. Doesn't agree with me anymore. I have a lot to say about that concerning traveling through this world. I have some new insights into that I'm going to be giving you Friday, I hope. In the meantime, welcome to another show. I have a backup computer here. It's a nice backup. I don't yet have everything set up on it, so I'm still making my video on my phone. And yes, yesterday I did know that I was off screen. Because look at the difference. I'm talking to you now, but then when I want to get intimate with you, I come up here like this, and I talk like this, and I get like this. And then you get to see my ear and my cool hair. See, I thought it would be interesting, right, just to see that. Kind of an artistic flourish. So one woman said, she said, "Martin, you're off screen." Then I explained it. She said, "I guess I didn't give you enough credit." That's okay. I forgive you. You see how nice this is? I kind of like it. I like to do different things, right? For the surprise value. I think you count on me for that. It was a tough title yesterday. Christians are Nazis. And William Fay, I really liked your comment. William Fay said, well, actually, you know, the Nazis were less open. The Nazi Party was more open to its members about what it believes than the Christian religion is. So he said, in a way, the Nazi Party and those members of it were better. But that was interesting. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get that comment. Martin, you're comparing Christians to Nazis? What have you got against Nazis? It's not exactly what he said, but I like to interpret it that way. Did I actually say that I hate Christians? I think I did. And I was really wondering about that. I said, why did I say that, you know? Was that right? Was that proper? Was that not a good thing? And I've been thinking a lot about hate on the way home today. So we know that Romans 9:13, God says he hates Esau. Jacob I love, Esau I hate. This is where we have to start. Because God is love. We have that verse, obviously. God is love. I can't think of what verse it is now, and I don't edit this, so there's no verse on the screen. I'll get back to, you know, the official thing here, but until then, this is what you get. So God is love. Period. Everything he does is love. That's the absolute viewpoint. Here we go with that again. But this solves a lot of problems, and this explains hate. You have to keep in mind God is love, and thus God loves the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. So, of course God loves the world. But within that love, he hated Esau in relation to Jacob. Jacob, I love, Esau, I hate. There it is. People have tried to water this down. They've tried to make it not say what it says, but that's what it says. And again, it's relative. It's the only way you can understand it. But we know that God's hate is productive, as is his judgment. Someone else pointed out in the comments that judgment and hate are not the same things. That's true. Judgment is what God does, and we also make judgments about things. I brought that out in the comments. We have to. Again, Paul says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. The only way we can know what an unbeliever is, we have to make a judgment concerning certain people. So we judge people. Of course we judge people. We judge them every day. We have to judge whether that guy coming is going to come in on the highway to the left. We have to judge whether or not he's going to Ignore the yield sign. You have to make a judgment about that person, about what that person's going to do. Judgments, judgments, judgments. All the time we make judgments. We have to make judgments. And we judge people. We don't condemn them, but we judge them. Oh, I just thought of something. Listen to this. No, actually, I thought about it. I just now thought about telling you, but I thought about it on the plane. Christians say they love everybody, right? That's the whitewash on the tomb. But when you get right down to it, they hate so intensely that they're able to, with a flippant remark, condemn their enemies to hell for eternity. And then there's a guy like me, who I'm going to explain this word hate more, who hates the doctrine of eternal torment, and in a sense hates the people who promulgate it, and yet I know deep down that I love them absolutely, and that I am thrilled to death that they will be with God for eternity. So it's the outward versus the inward, isn't it? All the hate is on a relative plane, and the love is absolute. I love everybody. Lock that in. I love everybody. But in a certain context, the opposite of love, for instance, I love my mother. Okay, let me give you an example. I thought of this on the plane. I love my mother. My mother is dead now, but let's say someone rapes, kills, and dismembers my mother. In the relative, do I say I love my mother and I love the person who raped, killed, and dismembered my mother? No, I hate that person. Does it mean that I don't understand that I have, on another whole different level, the absolute level, I have a love for that person in that Christ died for that person? And I'm happy that the murderer and the rapist and the dismemberer is going to be with God for eternity. I'm happy about that. I'm glad. I love it. I love it. I want it. I need it. But my mother I love, the murderer I hate. You see, it's easier to swallow in that context. When I was a kid, my parents told me, don't say that you hate anyone. It's not good. And I was brought up that this was an awful word. It just has a bad ring. That's why I was questioning myself today. I didn't watch the whole show, but I'm thinking, I think I said I hated Christians. I'm pretty sure I did. But I came to understand it, that I hated them as related to their teaching. I hate the teaching, so it would stand to reason that I would hate those teaching it in relation to the teaching. But when I was a kid, hate was the bad word. So I said to my parents, well, what should I say instead of hate? Just say you strongly dislike someone, okay? Some people you like, some people you strongly dislike. And I said, okay, fair enough. So I went for years, decades, never saying hate because it was such a strong word. Seemed like a sour word, but I was allowed to say I strongly dislike someone. Well, one day, maybe 10 years ago, I decided to look up the word hate. Do you know what it means? Here's the time where I'm going to come off camera now on purpose. It means to strongly dislike. Yeah. Let me say that again. Hate means to strongly dislike. It's the same thing. It's just one word instead of two. That's it. It doesn't mean you hate them for eternity unless you're Christians. It doesn't mean you absolutely hate someone, but in relation to another person, despise. Oh, you're allowed to say despise. I despise that person. That's fine. Even we have no problem with that, right? I really despise my neighbor for killing my dog. Fair enough, yes? But are you also, I hope, someplace in your heart, you're happy that that person is going to enjoy the love of God for eternity because of the sacrifice of Christ for the sin of killing your dog? Yes, I would hope so. I do. So we need a word to describe a strong dislike or a repulsion, a revulsion, and that word is hate. And so I'm not as afraid of it now as I used to be. And when I saw that God hated Esau, I was kind of like, hey man, all right. All right, my video just shut off right there randomly, and I don't know why. Folks, I've been having trials galore, but this is all part of suffering evil for the evangel. Now I have to somehow tie the first video with the second one, and I don't know how to do that because I don't have my editing program, because my computer's being shipped from Ohio to Florida. Anyway, okay, back to hate. I'm not as afraid of it now. I'm more comfortable with it. God himself does it. Here's another verse where God does it. David says in Psalm 5:5 concerning Yahweh, you hate all who do wrong. And whenever hate comes in, it's a hatred of a person in relation to a very bad thing. It's not a general hatred. It's always in relation to a bad thing. The concordant version of Psalm 5:5 reads this way, you hate all contrivers of lawlessness. God himself hates all contrivers of lawlessness. Do I hate all contrivers of lawlessness? Yes, I think I do. Not on a personal level. Remember, I love everybody. Keep that in mind. That's the umbrella. And the umbrella is also that God is love. That's the umbrella. You can't forget that. But you come down from the absolute and you're dealing with people, and I hate those who contrive lawlessness, like God does. And David himself said, I hate those who cling to worthless idols. This was David in Psalm 31:6. Well, Martin, quote that from the concordant version of the Old Testament. Okay, I will. I hate those keeping hypocritical vanities. Ooh! If that doesn't describe eternal torment, a hypocritical vanity, I don't know what does. David again, I hate those who keep hypocritical vanities. I think I do too. Romans 12:9, Paul says, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Okay, well, that's easier because we hate the evil thing, but we're supposed to love the person, right? Isn't that the Christian saying? Love the sinner, hate the sin. Well, yeah, I do love the sinner when the sin is out of view. But when the sin is in view, when the hypocritical vanity is on the table next to the sinner, then I don't hate the sinner because he or she is a sinner, but I hate those keeping hypocritical vanities. But then we come to 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 17. 1 John 2, verse 9. He who is saying he is in the light and is hating his brother is a liar and is in darkness hitherto. Verse 10. He who is loving his brother is remaining in the light and there is no snare to him. 11. Yet he who is hating his brother is in darkness and in darkness is walking. Do you notice this? It's all about brothers. It's all about brotherhood. So when a person in relation to being close to you or being someone who does good, you love that person because they do good. But keep in mind, you love overall, but someone who's your brother, for instance, a fellow believer, I'm not to hate you. If I hate you personally, and by the way, I would never, even a Christian who holds to the most vile teaching imaginable, eternal torment, I could not go up to that person and say, I hate you. And I couldn't even tell you that I hate Jim. I hate Betty, I hate Jane, and Bill, and Bob, because they believe in eternal torment. I can't say that, because I don't hate them. But I can say, now I realize this, I can say in good conscience, I hate those who believe in eternal torment. Oh, you hate Bill then? Well, not really. See, because when you make it personal, you tend to go into the absolute and say, I really have no feelings for this person. But I do, as I have been telling you. Am I trying to justify myself? I thought maybe I was at first, which is why I thought this through a lot today. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at the example of God. God hates Esau. And also, God hates those who contrive lawlessness. And then I did reference Ephesians 4:1, become imitators of God. So I'm thinking, well, you know. So in that sense, it might not be so bad. John also says, you know, do not love the world, 1 John 2:15. So if you don't love it, what do? You hate it. I hate the world. And I've said that. I've said that to Juliana, and she freaks out. Martinico, you're not supposed to hate the world. But I do. I hate the world. So am I saying when I hate the world, I hate everything in the world? I mean, in a way, I am. But I'm not pointing to individuals, you see, and saying I hate them and them and them. But I hate the world, and they just happen to be in it. So by extension, I suppose in a way I hate them. Yes, that's true. In a way, I hate them. But keep in mind, I love everybody. See, you cannot forget that. And when you read that God hated Esau, you cannot forget that he loves, that he is love. It's all relative, and it's all in relation to the damage being done. The guy that, the hypothetical murderer of my mother, I hate him because of what he did. I hate him because of what he did. Is that okay? I think it is. I love him overall. I hate him for what he did. So it's in relation to it's in relation to that person's close association with a hypocritical vanity or a contriver of lawlessness. Does that make sense? I make sense for a living, so I tend to think that it does make sense. I tend to think that it just might make sense.